here at the American Seed Trade Association's Seed Expo. I am with the folks with Harvest Masters, Juniper Systems, speaking with Alan Wilson. And Alan, what's your title?
The Ag Marketing Manager.
Okay, well, Alan, we just had this announcement about Harvest Master, which is a division of Juniper Systems, and you announced a new harvest data collection software system. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Mira software that we just released works with our harvest data collection for research combines. It's a Windows-based platform. We've been using Windows Mobile, but this is a Windows, so it'll be running on the tablets, Windows XP, Windows 7, Windows 8. So we're in that Windows environment. It is a next generation software from our to work with our hardware that we previously put out. This has got a lot more flexibility, ease of use, multiple screens. The operators now are able to see four different screens at one time about the system statuses, their yield levels, and a lot more information available to the operators.
Well, how easy is it to use?
The feedback we've got from our beta testers, which were about 20 people that have run our previous software, all of them just says it's intuitive, easy to use, and we don't have to go struggling through a bunch of screens to find the information that we need or settings to change or to look at some diagnostic screens. You know, it's a precision piece of equipment, so they have to be monitoring it and watching it to see if there's changes occurring in the data or one of the sensors and stuff. So it was just really overwhelming to hear these people that have used our software, just that we've made a step forward in giving them that reliability and that ease of use that they were looking for.
So user-friendly is a big deal, and to be able to step right into it and be able to use it without a whole lot of training by anybody else, right?
Right. Well, and to I guess I like to put users on spot. I actually stuck it in front of a few guys that had used our software, no training, and they were able to walk themselves through the software, harvest data without me giving them an hour's worth or 2 hours worth of instructions on it and stuff. And that was our goal, to make it intuitive for users, so they can get in there and get fast and going. In the harvest season, it's a lot of pressure on them and get the data out of there and going and things.
So you've got step-by-step wizards, you call it, in there. Tell us what the wizards are.
Well, wizards are, so these guys only use equipment once a year. So they don't have to go through looking the manuals how to do it. On the screen it says, put the weight here, push this button, you're calibrated for weight. Dump a moisture, dump a grain sample in, tell us what it's supposed to be. We will then adjust the moisture curve so it's ready to go. So it's just on screen. We give the guys the instructions. They don't have to go like, what button am I supposed to push? It's just intuitively for them, and we step them right through it and stuff. So it's, you know, I guess wizards, we've had wizards in a lot of things in the past, but this is something new, at least for research guys, to have that wizard capabilities anyway.
How long did it take you to develop the software?
It's been about an 18-month to 2-year process. Some of the functionality of taking weight moisture test weight hasn't changed over the years. That's all we're doing. But what we had to do is we just basically went back and redesigned all the screens, the database, so it's more reliable, easier to get the data out of. So we just started over from scratch. All the things that people have said we like to see in a product, we decided let's go get it and put it in the product and things. So it's a brand new generation, I guess. It's not an addition to a previous versions. Like you get version changes. This is like Windows going from 7 to 8. There's a market. When people look, they're going to say, this looks nothing like the old software. So that's why it was a longer development project and testing to get it done.
So you feel that this has really set a new bar, set a new standard for harvest data collections software?
We feel that way. It's like anybody,
well,
right? True. Yeah. So anytime you bring out a product, you don't want to say, well, it's second best to what the competition has out there. So we naturally feel that way. But we also have reflected back from our users and from our customers and other people that do use competitive products that it is state of the art. It is next generation type things. And So like anything, we have to stay on that cutting edge, and it will be constantly being improved. But yeah, like I said, it based on what our users have said who use and have seen other products, they've told us that. So it's not purely marketing, but you know, a little bit of that anyway.
Well, that sounds good. Well, really, that's all the specific questions I have, Alan. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I guess just it's been great Seed Expo for us. It's a great time to see all our customers, and we look forward to, you know, with getting Miris out there and getting more feedback from everybody else and stuff too.
Okay. Well, one other thing I'd like to ask you is give me a little bit of background on the company, on the Harvest Masters and Juniper Systems.
Juniper Systems is the name of our company. It actually started over 25 years ago as Harvest Master. The founder of the company, Ron Campbell, was off on data collection, and he'd always had a research background. So anyway, he came into the research. So Harvest Master was the name of the company. So several years, our full lineup of handhelds, which hit but are here in front of us, we all manufacture these out of our own facility in Logan, Utah, and we went into a lot of different markets. So that's why the name became Juniper Systems. But within Seed Research, we're branded as Harvest Master because it's a well-recognized name. Our harvest data collection systems that go on these combines, it's specific to our group. These handhelds are sold everywhere from survey, natural resources, utilities, water utilities. Cities will take and use our software to do asset inventory management and things. So it has our handheld product line is a very vast use across multiple. The secret or the proud part I'm in is they're ultra rugged. I could pick these things up, throw them down on the concrete. They can go into water. They're just, we used to have a little marketing piece that says your handheld is more rugged than what you are. It will take more environmental tough conditions than you are. So be careful. It was a danger sign. You could die before your handheld dies or happens to it anyway. So that's kind of our background and things. And we have, like I said, a lot of different markets we deal with, but Harvest Master is specific to ag, and we really do concentrate in ag research guys too. But we have some OEMs that use our handhelds in the other ag commercial market area.
Oh, that's really interesting. I never really thought about the different applications of something like that. And I suppose that really this segment of the industry has changed quite a bit in 25 years.
It has tremendously. It's changed in the last. I've been with the company for 7 years. Before that, I was a researcher. I used the product before, that's why I guess I believe in it so well and work with it and talk to my colleagues who, you know, that I used to be working with because I know it works. It's reliable. I don't have any, you know, data's valuable. And the one thing our product has, and in all the years I use it, I never lost data. And that's the thing we pride ourselves in. And they can fail, they're mechanical, but if they do, we can still recover data. And we make data high security. It's a high value investment that these researchers make. So thus, we protect it as best, you know, and we protect it for them. So they have that investment back.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you so much, Alan. Here at the ASTA Seed Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.